You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Zoe.
And this is Jean.
And we're part of the lovely team that hosts the Spokespeople storytelling events.
This is the podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling shows in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The story that you're about to hear, told by a man of mystery, P. Evening Doula, comes from our February show, X's and O's at the Pickle Jar in San Francisco.
Now, this story is a little bit raunchy, so if you have any younger listeners around, you might want to cover their ears.
Before they get themselves into a pickle jar.
That would be a bad place to have your kid.
You're delicious and you're salty and vinegary.
But on the other hand, if you think this might be a good opportunity to learn about birds and bees, by all means.
And diva cups.
Yeah, I just learned about diva cups recently, and there's just so much to learn.
There is, yeah. They're full of learning, as it were.
Yeah, just
brimming.
Lots of learning flowing all over the place. Anyway, buzz, buzz, buzz. Enjoy.
P. Evening Doula is 28 and an aspiring feminist. For a sec in college, he was like, wait, you guys, men's rights, but then realized he was being dumber than he possibly could have imagined. He's a DJ and environmentalist and lives in San Francisco. When he's not fucking it up with women, he's fucking it up with men.
A little context for the story is, as Elizabeth kind of alluded to, I like both men and women. I'm bisexual. While a lot of maybe bisexual men are kind of on a stop off to gay town, I told my mother that I was bisexual in seventh grade, and if this is a stop, it's like a pretty long one. And so while it can, you know, cause a whole lot of worries, like, will one partner ever satisfy me? Like, what am I going to do with my life? On certain nights when I'm getting drunk and going out, being bisexual and maybe like having a wider range of types and ages than most people, the pool's like pretty big, which is good. And it just means that a lot of unexpected stuff can happen. And so I'm going to tell you a story about a specific night where a whole lot of stuff happened where I was like, that was unexpected. And it's, you know, it's getting a little later in the evening. I'm going to go pretty deep. It might get a little gross. And I just want everyone to know that I am telling this story with consent of the person that it's being told about, just so you know. So this happened this past fall. It was one of those, like, big party nights where I paid $30 for a ticket to go dancing all night. And I was, like, having a vodka and a Red Bull and then three more of each. And I just, like, kept dancing and dancing and dancing, and time kind of blurred and everything was a blur, and you know, there were different prospects of different genders and ages and types, and you know, it was fun, but nothing was really coming to fruition. And I got to about 2 a.m. and then 3 a.m. And all of a sudden, in this warehouse where I'm dancing, is this girl that shows up at 3 a.m. That I had hung out with a couple times before, and she's all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, she's dancing in front of me, and I'm like, well, you know, that was unexpected. But it was good, and we left the club at 4, and she knew about this other party that was going on that started at 4, and they had... And they had a big countdown on the wall that just counted down the seconds until 6 a.m., which is when you could start selling alcohol again in the morning. And so the point was to, like, dance until 6 a.m. and then start drinking again and dance more. And around 5 a.m., I just started to crash a little bit. And at that point, I had just done cocaine for the first time in my life. It was, like, great. And so I was like, man, I wish I could have some of that. That would, like, keep me going till 6 a.m., you know? And I'm outside, and I'm smoking a cigarette. And this dude walks up to me, and he says, what's your name? And I'm like, Phil. And this dude is like, whoa, my name's Phil, too. That's, like, crazy. You want some cocaine? And I was like... Well, that was unexpected. And so we, like, go into the men's bathroom and we, like, start doing a bunch of cocaine, like, in a stall that has, like, shit all over. But it keeps me up. And around 7 a.m., I leave with this girl who I still hang out with. I don't think she did any with me, but somehow found the energy to go. And we go back to my place and get in bed, and things look like they're going great, you know. And suddenly I discover a phenomenon that I didn't know previously existed that I guess is a cousin of whiskey dick. Maybe it's older, rougher cousin named Coke Dick, right? So There's just like nothing going on down there, like no chance of anything happening. So I remember back to like my frat bros in college who were like, you know, if you get whiskey dick, that doesn't mean that shit's over, right? Like if you can still have her have a good time, you might maybe like have a second shot when you haven't had so much whiskey. And so I'm like, all right, like, let's do this, you know? And so I'm kind of like, you know, my hands are going places, and my hand starts to go down there, and all of a sudden she like, you know, I'm still so drunk and like on drugs, and my hand goes down there, and all of a sudden she kind of like goes like this, and I was like, what's wrong? And she was like, well, you're just kind of like knocking at the wrong door, and I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry, I didn't even mean to, like I thought I was, you know, going for this hole or whatever. And she was like, no, it's fine, it was, you know, just unexpected, right? So we like work through this close encounter of the butthole kind and like keep going forward, and we keep going, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, like I have a boner, it's a miracle. And so, you know, I like get a condom and I'm like all excited, and she's kind of excited too, except she's like, well, I'm on my period. And at that point I was like, so, you know, I was so excited. I was like, baby, like whatever, I don't care. Like, let's do this, baby. And so we like start kissing more, and I decide in my like fucked up mindset that the way to show her that I like really didn't care was to actually take out the tampon for her. So I'm, you know, like fishing around, like I think I'm like so, like, you know, I'm so open-minded or whatever. But it like feels kind of weird. I like don't really know. It just doesn't like feel like what a tampon is. But I'm like, whatever, like I'm on drugs, whatever. And I pull it out, and does anybody in this room know what a diva cup is? For those of you that don't know, it's like a... For those of you that don't know, it's this like cup that goes in there, and instead of throwing it away every time, it's like is it rubber?
Reusable.
It's reusable. So it's like silicone. It's environmental, and it's like, you know, it makes you a diva and whatever. But instead of, it's a cup, right? So instead of absorbing it, it just pools it or So I take it out, and that it's bad. You know, like I'm on drugs. Boner's definitely gone for good. Like there's blood everywhere, and I just, you know, my reaction time's slow, so I like don't even really know what happened, and we're both freaking out, and I'm like, no, baby, like whatever, it's okay, like just hold me, like. It's fine. It was, I didn't even know what to say. So I was like, I said, what, the only thing I could think of was just like, it's fine. It was just a little unexpected. And so the night was over, right? Like there's no recovering from a diva cup mishap, right? But it was interesting because over the next, you know, we had left the club at like 5:30, right? So it is late now. The sun is up, like you can see everything. But you know, after a while, we like calmed down and we worked through it, and it was actually kind of beautiful. You know, like you don't often get as intimate with someone as when you've just like accidentally pulled out their diva cup and then had to hold them and tell them everything was going to be okay and hope that everything was going to be okay on your end. And, you know, we were friends before. We're still friends now. And in retrospect, it was beautiful. And so I guess the moral of the story is if you really want to get close to a girl, you know, just pull out her diva cup. Thank you.
If you like this story, join us for our live shows in the San Francisco Bay Area. You can learn more by visiting spokespeople.org. That's spokespeople.org. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Podcast audio production by Ian Ratzer at Mercy Park Studios. Podcast coordination by Sarah Bars. Event hosted by Elizabeth Simone. Event coordination by Rebecca Stevater. And event photography by Chris Koster. Music for this podcast was by First You Get the Sugar.
Thanks for listening. I wanna cry.